Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have StoryFi's very own Nick Alexa and Aaron Kluck. They're both here talking about thought leadership on video's effectiveness for credit unions. Oh my gosh, what a fascinating and fun conversation this was with Nick and Aaron talking video and how it can greatly benefit credit unions. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with Senior Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen who are focusing on video. They're talking my language. So this is going to be a very biased interview, I guarantee you. But no, we're talking everything, all things video with the fine folks from StoryFi. Right next to me is Nick Alexa. Nick, how are you, sir? How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having us on. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And then right below us is Aaron Kluck, also from StoryFi. Aaron, how are you, sir? Good to see you as well.
Doing wonderful. Excited to be here and chat video.
Let's chat some video. But hey, but first, before we chat video, let's talk StoryFi, because you guys have a very interesting story, so to speak. So Nick, do you want to go first on kind of a quick little elevator speech on StoryFi?
Sure. So StoryFi is the only video agency in the country that is also a CUSO. And, you know, we're not just a new company. We've been around doing business under a different name. But the short of it is we really were born out of the Michigan Credit Union League and their Service Corp. We had been doing media for about 15, 16 years under them, under a different brand. That's where we really cut our chops. I mean, Aaron and I, and then obviously the team we work with, very talented in and outside of the industry. But we've been credit union land a long time. And, you know, we really saw an opportunity to kind of spin out from the MCUL and their Service Corp and really do more than we had been doing. And that's ultimately what StoryFi is about. It's about being able to deliver media solutions to credit unions at any size and any budget. And I mean, we always say, you know, feed the beast, the content beast, because content is king. And we want to be there well positioned to be a credit union partner to help feed that beast and deliver the best content out there.
Yeah, right. And video is king in regards to content as well, as you guys well know. I mean, it's just
absolutely
it seems like everybody and anybody is doing video is providing. I mean, it's gone from blogging to podcasting, although audio podcasts are still extremely popular, obviously. But then everyone's taking that next leap to video as well. And you guys are right there in the middle of it. So I love seeing that progression and like, oh my gosh, what's next? So, but I want to ask you guys kind of the initial question here, because obviously you've been in this for quite a while now, based on what you just said. So why is video so effective today? Why is it so effective? Why are people so glued to video? Obviously, we see, you know, the popularity of YouTube early on in the early days, you know, even back then and especially now. So Aaron, I want to let you go first on this one. So why do you see that, you know, why video is so effective today?
You know, I think really it comes down to just how we communicate as a culture. You know, we were kind of built as creatures to communicate face to face, to talk to people, to interact, to see things, to interact them with all of our senses. And while video, you know, can't get all of our senses engaged, it can get a lot of our most used senses, especially nowadays in the way where we sit and the way technology has brought us together. And so, you know, with that ability to see and hear something put together, you know, I think it's super capable of allowing us to tell the stories that we need to tell, whether that be, you know, the funny, you know, scrolling you're doing on TikTok as you get up, or if it's something a bit more meaningful into why you believe in something or why something makes you feel the way you do. And we've long seen that in you know, films, you know, and then working its way down to shorter and shorter pieces of content. It's really what's expected, you know, nowadays. But it really allows you to get something across well and quickly in a format that is what people are looking for.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think as you're talking, Aaron, I'm going back to the days of COVID that really you know, sped things up a lot, because we were all kind of dabbling and doing what we're doing now with Zoom, and even Skype was available back then, and Teams and all that type of stuff. But man, COVID really, you know, lit the candle, so to speak, on the video stuff. And Nick, it looks like you want to add something to that as well.
I was just going to say, relative to COVID, that ripped off a lot of band-aids for a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. And, you know, trial by fire, or, you know, baptism by fire, I should say. A lot of great, I think, came out of that. You know, and COVID was a horrible thing. It affected a lot of people, a lot of families. But, you know, what it's done to business, what it's done to communications has shifted that dramatically. And video is a very central component to that. Kind of going back here, you know, there are a lot of very compelling narratives out there, but a compelling narrative in the hands of a so-so storyteller makes that narrative much less effective, makes that communication less effective. Mm-hmm. In the hands of a very adept and very polished storyteller, you're able to draw on different emotions and really connect with individuals in different ways. And that's, you know, that's how we kind of view video, is that, you know, we're able to take a variety of narratives, you know, be that, you know, an about us or kind of a brand narrative, or, you know, a celebration of corporate culture, or, you know, credit union culture, and really formulate that in a way that's going to draw on those emotions, and it's going to make an emotional connection with its audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the emotional connection, because part of the reason why I started See You Broadcast was to capture people's personalities. Because for years, we would read all the stories in Credit Union Times and Journal and all the publications, and they did a fantastic job and are still doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. But I always thought to myself, what's that person like? You know, what do they sound like? How do they act and stuff? And so that was kind of part of the reason why I started this, and probably you guys too, is like to capture that personality. And like you were referring to earlier, Aaron, is like really the video really creates that bond, you know, it really kind of, it really captures that person's essence and then creates a stronger bond. So, and creating that stronger bond kind of leads me to my next question, is like, how can credit unions create that stronger bond with their members, or even attract new members? How can they use a video effectively? Aaron, you want to start on this one, and I'll ping pong between the two of you.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting because credit unions, you know, as an industry have been using video, you know, for years, obviously, you know, in some of traditional broadcast and marketing and pieces like that, you know, and then more recently in social. And when I like to look at video in a sense of just a better way to help tell that story, you know, rather than, you know, maybe a post or text, you can use video to help take you to that next level and really interact with your membership in a way that explains who you are, you know, as a credit union. And we see people do that all over the place, got influencers everywhere, you know, selling things, telling their stories, doing things. But we're seeing credit unions, you know, successfully use social media and other video first channels to really, start telling their story and getting their marketing out there, but in a way that doesn't feel as much like traditional marketing. It feels like you're being invited in to see who they are through some storytelling.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Nick, I want to get your take on this question as well.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of a, you know, an inbound sales funnel, there's a lot of different opportunity for a credit union to really kind of, you know, channel a would-be member or existing members into different kind of end actions. And, you know, a lot of that stems from a very high level kind of an awareness or an ad campaign. That's going to be really more about what you're about, or it's going to, as we just talked about, touch on one of those emotions, particularly humor, to really start building a brand perception that's positive in the marketplace. And then maybe as you go a little bit more down the funnel, you know, building a relationship with your membership, a lot of that comes down to building a very strong social presence, having a very comprehensive video social strategy. Those are very important things. We've seen many credit unions do it well, and we've seen equally as many not pull it off as effectively. And that's where we like to either be able to step in and either offer some kind of consulting advice about, you know, how we think you could best grow. And a lot of times that's using the resources you already have in house. And then, you know, beyond that, we also like to be able to extend the capabilities of a credit union if they have production resources into something that's larger and greater. And that might be a full ad campaign. Yeah. So, you know, how are credit unions using video now? They're using it in every which way. Some have really kind of found a secret sauce. Others have not. And, you know, there's a wide range of credit unions that have varying resources, and that really impacts what they've been able to do.
Do you have any advice for creatives out there, maybe ones that are just getting started? Because obviously there's a bunch out there who are already well down that road. There's a lot of creatives out there that have studios built in to their headquarters. There's a lot of them doing that. Kudos to them as well, as you guys are nodding in agreement. But what advice do you have for maybe some that are just getting started or maybe experiencing some hurdles down the road? Nick, I'll stick with you on this one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of benefit to have an in-house studio. And a lot of that is, focusing it around things that you can do with the staff you have on hand. That could be a video podcast. That could be specializing in that social video strategy, populating your social channels with, video that you might be producing multiple times a week. That's where the benefit of an in-house studio comes in, among other things. One of the downsides to it is if you have all your eggs in one basket and whoever is doing video for your credit union decides to leave for whatever reason, the person you get to replace them, unless you're actually hiring for a video position, might not have the same skill set. So that studio that you've built out, you've invested in, it might become a conference room, and it might not be utilized in the same way.
A new cafeteria. Yeah, I hear
you. Exactly. And we've seen that too. It's really good because it kind of shows the emphasis of the credit union. The credit union is serious about media, about its approach to media and how it's using it to talk to, various audiences, whether they belong to the credit union or not. Mm-hmm. But it's not the end all be all. And I'll kind of let Aaron speak to that.
Yeah, Aaron, he's teed you up nicely. So what do you say, Seth?
I think Nick brings up a great point with being able to use those resources that you have in-house. And if you work at a credit union that has a studio, you're probably already using it, hopefully, for certain video aspects. And I think you can look at that point to start expanding. Okay, we're doing good on social, right? We've been, doing a lot of our, Google AdWords for marketing, but, now we want to actually have a campaign we're going to run on OTT and some pre-roll and things like that. Is that something we can handle in-house? Is that something we're going to find an outside partner, a little, pitch back to someone like Storify to help you take that next step to really be an extension of your team? And then taking it all the way back, I think to the first point in your question, for credit unions that don't have any of these things, or someone working at a credit union, like, hey, been at a credit union for a year, what can we do to help take that next step? And I would say there's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of ways for you to take that first step into video. Don't be afraid to do it. I'd say make a few things that are terrible. Make a lot of things that are terrible, because that's the only way you're going to. The only way that I think probably all of us got to the point, if you go back and look at any of our first videos, they're not great, I'm sure, So take that step out there, get some people to review it and look at it. And now with the way that we have such an easy way to share things out there, put it out on YouTube, put it private on YouTube and share it with some internal colleagues, see, what you can get some feedback and go. But really, you just have to take a step and start doing it, because then other people will come. And we find this all the time, even going to a credit union. A lot of times our first point of entry might be that marketing team, right? Because they're looking to do some kind of video, and then we're like, oh, the HR team and someone working on a product side or business loans, they're all like, oh, we really could use video in all these parts. And so once you open it up, I kind of tell credit unions, it's kind of a Pandora's box, because once you do open it up, you're going to be wanting to use video for everything. Yeah. But it's not a bad thing, and really just take that first step. I can't say that enough.
Yeah. And I want to get into the weeds just a little bit here, but what type of messaging are you guys seeing or even producing that's working really well for credit unions right now? Is it the member testimonial? Is it how-to videos? Is it advice type things? What are you guys seeing out there? Aaron, I see you nodding your head emphatically. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah. And really right now, we've gone through a phase where we've done a lot of how to, in just allowing the membership in kind of this remote world to be able to use these new products and services, things like ITMs, things just like how to do, online account things that don't necessarily have to be that multiple human touch points. They can do it themselves. We're seeing a lot of Gen Z want to get things done and be able to just quickly watch a how to get it done and move on. And so did a lot of that. We've always really been big on the member testimonials, and you know, client testimonials, maybe even from a business standpoint or in your community, what this credit union's been able to do. I don't think that'll ever go away. This past couple years, humor has been huge, and it's not that it's ever gone away, but we came out of a kind of a dark time and a dark space where every message was in these trying times, right? You know, and I can't, you know, but we moved on to humor and we're working on that. And now if I had to guess, I would say moving into next year, you know, there's talk that the economy, you know, could continue to be down. Every time we get into big election years and things coming up, it can be a darker, you know, more angry time in general. And so I think, you know, humor might be able to carry on top of that. But I also think we're going to have credit unions specifically are going to have to come through with some heartfelt, you know, honest, true messaging to maybe, you know, counteract some of this, you know, shade throwing that's going to be going on over the next year or so.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. What are you seeing out there as well?
Yeah, I would add to that, you know, in the sense of in a crowded marketplace, in a marketplace where you have a lot of financial institutions to pick from, it's typically the more bold marketing, you know, the bold messaging that cuts through the noise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so often we've seen and been a part of, you know, a creative development pitch where, you know, we've had these great ideas at the beginning of it, you know, or the credit union has presented us with some pretty edgy ideas. And it goes through this process where it gets elevated and elevated throughout their organization and eventually becomes so watered down that, you know, it really has no impact or very little impact once it's actually produced. So if you're able to pair humor kind of more with bold messaging, mm-hmm. Or even bold positioning, you know, those are the type of things that's really going to cut through the noise. And, you know, I'm not, you know, arguing just to be, or to be bold, just to be bold, you know, it's got to make sense at the end of the day. But I think there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of different credit unions leave room on the table that they're just not, you know, they're not taking advantage of.
And one last thing about, you know, production value and things mm-hmm. like that. But what are you seeing? Because I've been hearing a lot about length of video, because obviously there's, you know, Instagram Reels, there's mm-hmm. YouTube Shorts, there's obviously TikTok, all that type of stuff. So what length of video are you guys seeing that works well with audiences? Because, you know, because online, a lot of us have the attention span of a gnat and we want to mm-hmm. get in and out of a video quick and then on with our lives. So what are you guys seeing out there as far as length of video? And what's appropriate, Nick? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. Even a couple of years ago, you know, we were coming off what was the ultimate norm for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, which was a, you know, 30 or 60 second spot. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it was longer. Now you're on average, you know, looking at a 7 to a 15 second spot for an ad. Wow. And the more you can condense that. Ultimately, the ultimate goal is that if you're running it in pre-roll, you get the bulk of your message in before that skip button becomes available.
That's right.
And that's something that we've had to contend with, you know, and it's a creative challenge in that, you know, okay, you come up with a narrative or a scenario for a spot, you know, it would probably play very well in a 30-second, you know, runtime. But as you work toward cutting that down, okay, now I have it down to 20 seconds, now I have it down to 15, mm-hmm. you know, you lose different portions of it that might carry that in a more effective way.
Yeah.
So, you know, we approach it in a way where, you know, we try to think about a deliverable as a holistic piece. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes we are cutting it for multiple platforms. We are cutting it at different durations. Mm-hmm. So there's the master. The master might go on something that speaks more to long form, right. Traditional YouTube, but then there's YouTube pre-roll, there's YouTube Shorts, there's Instagram, there's TikTok. You know, any way you can get it down shorter and shorter and shorter, you know, it really benefits you as an organization at the end of the day and ultimately helps carry that message through.
Yeah. Love that. Great advice. And yeah, the earlier you can get that hook in, the better. So again, we are very distracted right now. Yeah. And so, and Aaron, what are you seeing out there as well, as far as time for video? Cause I'm of the mind, if your content is super compelling and very engaging, then the time is not that big a deal because people will stick around and for the duration of it. So, but again, you've got to get them quick. You got to hook them quick. So what are you saying out there as well?
Yeah, and completely agree. And it's interesting too, because I think we get very caught up in creating content for advertisements, you know, especially working with a lot of marketing teams and pieces like that. And those do a lot of times get defined by the channels, right? No one is going to watch a 3.5 minute pre-roll video on YouTube. They're just not. I mean, if you can get someone to do that, then, you know, and I know there's been times, I'm sure you've seen it, you're scrolling through and someone has like a 15 minute like workout ad that's coming in. There's no way you're gonna watch that, right? But you know, I will say to your point, and that's exactly what I wanted to bring up, there are a lot of other channels and ways that you can use video on organic social, on websites, and in just different forms and scenarios, even standalone short films. You're seeing a lot of brands do documentaries and short films that don't really play off like they're advertising, but they are.
Yeah.
If you can do that, like there really is no limit. You could have, you know, you could have 3, 5, 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if it's telling enough story where you can get someone engaged and really intrigued in what you're doing, I think that's going to be really interesting moving forward. We've seen everything getting shorter. Are we going to start seeing, you know, people looking for something they can actually hold on to and grab and be a part of? Yeah. You know, falling back a little bit more on film and stories and books and things like that, mm-hmm. something they can really sink their teeth into and get more of. So I'm very interested to see some brands doing that. We haven't seen a lot of that in the credit union space beyond like longer member type testimonials, mm-hmm. which can do really well. So I'd love to work with a credit union. If anyone's out there interested, work on some longer format pieces, more in that, you know, documentary style feel or storytelling on that end, because I think there's a lot of room there to grow and be very excited to see where, you know, our vertical in the financial space is able to take it and do with that in the future.
Yeah. I think somebody could hit a home run with this really. And the company that really stands out in my mind is Patagonia. They do such a good job with this. I mean, they'll do some documentary on a rock climber or something like that. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, they're wearing a Patagonia jacket, you know? But they never even talk about it. But here's this person scaling up this cliff, but they're at the same time, they're wearing, you know, a pair of Patagonia shorts or a jacket or something like that. But it sends such a huge, that's their image, obviously. So, but they do it so well. And I'm just so chomping at the bit to see a credit union do something like that. It's such a subtle message, but the story itself is what really stands out. So yeah, I totally agree with what you guys are looking at there. And that kind of leads me to my next question here is like, what are you guys going to see? What are we going to see with video in 2024, especially for credit unions? Cause Aaron, you kind of alluded to maybe we're going to start seeing some longer format type of stuff, which would be really exciting to see. So what are you guys anticipating in 2024 based on what's coming down the turnpike here? Aaron, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, like I said, I'm really hopeful we can do some of those more story-based pieces, you know, to help set the tone of
maybe like a series.
I think a series would be great. Like, listen, if you really want to get to the nitty-gritty, I would love to do a series that is focused, you know, somewhat around the credit union space, you know, whether that's a comedy type piece, whether that's, you know, interaction between people who are employees, whether that's just a look at what credit unions are doing doing in their communities across the state, the nation. You know, there are a lot of really interesting ways to do that, but I'm hoping to see some more of that, some more of, you know, that, you know, it gets for so long and to take a step back, you know, when you think of, a tissue, you think of Kleenex, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so a lot of people, when they think of banking, they think of banks, obviously. And then now we have some new people coming in to steal some lunch with these fintechs, you know, where you're thinking, oh, banking is Apple, you know, everything is done, you know, through my device, right? You know, is there a way through some creative storytelling and just a way to kind of ingrain this credit union message into more of a commonplace knowledge? You know, can we use storytelling to do that? Can we find a feature film and instead of saying, hey, I'm running to the bank, they're running to a credit union? I think there's a lot of interesting ways with engagement and advocacy, not just on a federal side, but on an entertainment and media side. That really has a lot of potential. So I would love to see that. Do I think it's happening next year? I don't know. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of steps that have to take there, but that would be great. I think we're going to see a lot more you know, social content continue to be produced. And then I do think we're going to see a lot more of AI stepping its way into that content that's created, you know, and, you know, and I don't want to go too far into that right now, but I do think
that's another show
potential there as well. And I don't think it necessarily has to be something that we're afraid of. A lot of people in our space, and I'm sure you've had people come up to you, what are you going to do when AI, you know, creates your, you know, see a broadcast for you? And you're, you know, I think where it is right now, it's in a position to allow us as creators, content creators, to do our job more efficiently, to do things we maybe thought we could never do. And I think a lot of it's going to come down to being able to use that, the tools that that are built on AI to our advantage, to help credit unions and our space really compete against some of the bigger players.
Yeah. I'm hoping AI can clone me so I can go to more conferences. So yeah, that's exactly right. That's a pipe dream. So, but Nick, I want to get your take on what's, what do you see happening in 2024 as well? Cause I find what's happening with video and how it's evolving right before our eyes. So, so fascinating. And obviously, again, I'm completely biased here. So I'm really jazzed about what's going to be happening here. So what are you seeing? Cause you guys are right in the mix as well.
Yeah. I kind of think about AI and, you know, where video is headed kind of anecdotally in a sense. So when I started out doing video, which was a long time ago, you know, you had to shoot it and then you had to import it into a computer in real time. And then you had to edit it on these massively slow machines that were just trying to crunch the data. And, you know, over the course of, you know, a portion of a career, you know, you've really seen the tools get better and you've seen it, you know, democratized in a way. Like you can do pretty much 90% of what I did, you know, 20 years ago on your phone today. It doesn't mean that has completely negated the need for someone that, you know, that has the polish and the experience to come in and then help elevate that to the next level. And that's how we're kind of looking at AI. So there's tools that we have now, that, you know, for example, that Adobe has rolled out. There's tools that are on the horizon, that will make our lives infinitely easier. An example being when you go to capture audio, using some sort of AI to reduce kind of the noise in that audio capture. That's something that in the past was a plug-in, was to varying degrees of effectiveness. You know, and as anyone knows who does production, if you don't have good audio, you know, you don't have a production. Exactly. You might as well throw in the garbage. So we see AI as in a lot of ways, it's going to help us. It's going to provide more tools to more people. It's going to allow them to do more. But we still see the opportunity for a group like ours to really flourish in that environment. And, you know, as far as where's the market going, where are credit unions going? I mean, we'll continue to see a lot of consolidation as these credit unions eat each other or merge. They'll get larger. They'll have more resources. They may even consider building out that studio. But as we talked about at the beginning of the program, you know, a in-house studio is not the end all be all. You can't accomplish everything from a marketing standpoint, typically in-house, even for the largest credit unions. And we see that, especially here in Michigan, some of our very largest credit unions, a lot of their video is kind of a public-private partnership with a third party, you know. So that's just kind of, you know, from a high level, what I see, but, you know, anything can happen, right?
That's right. Exciting nonetheless. Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, this is so cool. I wish we could talk another 2 hours, but we all have jobs to do. So, you guys got to get back to work, but oh my gosh, I've been excited about this one for quite a while and it's certainly, you guys certainly delivered. So I look forward to chatting again. Anything else to add here? Any final thoughts, Nick, anything else you want to add before I let you guys get back to work?
You know, I guess the last piece here, you know, for the past almost, I want to say 6 years or so, we've been the exclusive media provider for the Michigan Credit Union League's Try a Credit Union campaign. That's their in-state cooperative advertising campaign, commonly seen and viewed as one of the most successful cooperative advertising campaigns in the country. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And, you know, we have a lot of lessons learned that have really come out of that. We had shifted it from originally it was called the CU Link campaign, CU Link cooperative advertising campaign, has recently been shifted to Try a Credit Union. And we have tremendous kind of market penetration here in Michigan. And we like to attribute some of that to the awareness that's generated by that campaign. So, you know, I guess my last bit here is, you know, we have a lot of lessons learned, practical lessons learned with kind of halo advertising for credit unions. And, you know, we're proud to build on that success. We're proud of that relationship with the MCUL. And, you know, we think that we can kind of leverage that into a lot of different ways for a lot of different credit unions.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, you guys are such a fabulous resource. That's why part of the reason why I had you on, because I think other folks can kind of turn to you guys and go and ask for advice and things. That's why I was trying to get into the weeds just a little bit here to get some folks some practical, but you guys can and do that very, very well on your own as well. So yeah. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, I'll let you have the final word here. What's any final thoughts here before I let you get back to work?
You know, just we were really excited, you know, to be, you know, a video focused agency that's a CUSO in the credit union space. Super excited for that. Like Nick said, we've been working in the space a lot of years working in the space, so we know it well. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited to see, you know, with just this concerted effort that we're going to make and that we know credit unions are making in the video space, to see what we can, you know, create together, what our industry can do as far as with video, and how that can, you know, kind of just raise the entire industry up to that next level. And so, you know, we're excited to for next steps. We're really just getting our feet wet, you know, as a company. And so looking to make some big moves. If anyone is interested in creating something exciting together, telling some great stories, please reach out. You can check us out at storyfied.com, you know, and reach out to us. And we're excited to hopefully see a lot of you at the upcoming, you know, conference cycles that are going to be coming up in 2024. You know, it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll run into you as well.
I love it. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I mean, I'm just, I love talking about this stuff. We need to do this way more often, because I love picking people's brains and seeing what's working, what's not working, that type of stuff. So always fun talking shop a little bit here. So yeah. And then I think credit unions will ultimately benefit from your expertise. So yeah, look forward to seeing what's going to happen in 2024. So let's keep in touch, guys. All right.
For sure.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Yeah.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.